Kalya, when Krishna Bhajavidhi coil of Kalya and showing to others that I am helpless. I am helpless. And the Kauravas, the friends of Krishna, when they look the situations, when they saw only Krishna is just like motionless, and Kali already captured, they became friends. They look towards Krishna, the cows look towards Krishna, friends look towards Krishna, and they become tempted. They become tempted. Actually, this was Krishna's plan, original plan. No one should see that I'm dancing over the hoods of Kaliyas. It's Krishna's plan. And also sometimes Krishna also, because he is superficial, bad omens. Nanda Maharaj, Yashoda, all Brajavasis, they feel like earthquake happened. In the sky, this light came. And in body, all bad symptoms came. So they immediately understand, because they have love. This is the nature of love. When love is there, when someone has love towards Krishna, someone has love towards someone, always fearless. This is the nature of love. Shankha, fearless. To whom you have love, to whom you are loving, like you can say your object of love, always according to the percentage of love, you feel fear. Like yesterday we were discussing, like small child, he was not returning at a proper time. Mother thinking, oh, maybe accident happened, maybe this thing happened, maybe that thing happened. And Brajavasis, they are so simple, they are so dependent, they are so simple, they are so affectionate to Krishna, and they have so much love for Krishna. Seeing all these bad symptoms, immediately decide Krishna is no longer in this world. He will return. This is Brajavasis. There is so much affection. Seeing the inauspicious women, Nanda Maharaj and the other coward men were fearful, for they know that Krishna had gone to herd the cows that day without his elder brother Balram. Balram has nothing. Actually, Yashoda, Mother Yashoda and Nanda Maharaj, they are not angry. They don't like to send Krishna to tend cows. But Krishna always saying, Mother, I am now very strong. You know my strength, how powerful I am. I already killed Putana, I already killed Gasuru, Bakasuru, you know. But that time Mother Yashoda, she is coming and closing the mouth. Don't say like that. We are not doing anything. We are not powerful like that. By the mercy of Vishnu, actually you perform all these activities. Why you are thinking you are the doer? This is Yashoda. They, all the Brajavasis with Yashoda and Nanda, they don't want to admit Krishna is Bhagavan. Krishna is Supreme Personality of Godhead. Only their idea, we get such a son, such a pious son. He had such, like in past life, he had such pious activities. When we are facing dangers, when we are facing problems, Vishnu appeared. Vishnu helping through Krishna. Through Krishna. They have these ideas. This is nature of love, pure love. Therefore, they don't know. They have no teachable ideas. They have no teachable ideas that Krishna is Supreme Personality of Godhead. But sometimes Krishna, Yogamaya, to give consolation, to pacify the Brajavasis, their lamentations, their separations, and Yogamaya sometimes showing Krishna is Supreme Personality of Godhead. But still they are not ready to admit. Like we know in case of Govardhan, when they are worshipping Govardhan, all Brajavasis. And who assumed the form of Govardhan? Krishna. But Brajavasis, then, oh, ಹಿಡಿಸ್ಕೋಬಾರ್ದು. ಅಷ್ಟಿರಿ ಇನ್ ದ್ಯಾಟ್ ಕಂಡೀಷನ್ ದೇ ಆರ್ ಥಿಂಕಿಂಗ್. ಆಲ್ದೋ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಲಿಫ್ಟೆಡ್ ಗೋವರ್ಧನ ಪರ್ಸನ್ ಫಾರ್ 7 days ವಿದಿನ್ ಒನ್ ಹ್ಯಾಂಡ್ ವಿದಿನ್ ಒನ್ ಫಿಂಗರ್ ಅಂಡ್ ದೇ ಸಾ ಇಟ್ ಪರ್ಸನಲ್ಲಿ ಐ ಟು ಐ ಬಟ್ ಸ್ಟಿಲ್ ದೇ ಡೋಂಟ್ ವಾಂಟ್ ಟು ಅಡ್ಮಿಟ್ ಇಟ್. ಯು ಥಿಂಕ್ ನೋ ದಿಸ್ ಇಸ್ ನಾಟ್ ಯುವರ್ ಪ್ರೋಯೆಸ್, ದಿಸ್ ಇಸ್ ನಾಟ್ ಕೃಷ್ಣಸ್, ದಿಸ್ ನಾಟ್ ಕೃಷ್ಣಸ್ ಪವರ್. ವಿಷ್ಣು ಬಿಕಾಸ್ ನಂದ ಮಹಾರಾಜ್ ಸಾಲಗ್ರಾಮ್ ಕಳೆದ ನಾರಾಯಣ ಸಾಲಗ್ರಾಮ್ ಸಾವಿರ ಡಿಫರೆಂಟ್ ಡಿಫರೆಂಟ್ ನೇಮ್ಸ್ ನಾರಾಯಣ ದಾಮೋದರ್ ಜನಾರ್ದನ್ ಡಿಫರೆಂಟ್ ನೇಮ್ಸ್ ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ಸಿಂಪ್ಟಮ್ಸ್ ಆರ್ ದೇಯರ್ ಇನ್ ಹರಿಭಕ್ತಿ ವಿಲಾಸ್ ಆಲ್ ದಿ ಸಿಂಪ್ಟಮ್ಸ್ ಆರ್ ದೇಯರ್. ವಿಚ್ ಸಾಲಗ್ರಾಮ್ ಇಸ್ ದಾಮೋದರ್, ವಿಚ್ ಸಾಲಗ್ರಾಮ್ ಇಸ್ ನಾರಾಯಣ, ವಿಚ್ ಸಾಲಗ್ರಾಮ್ ಇಸ್ ಆಲ್ ಅದರ್ ಸಾಲಗ್ರಾಮ್ಸ್ ಆರ್ ದೇಯರ್ ಜನಾರ್ದನ್ ನರಸಿಂಹ. ಸೊ ನಂದ ಮಹಾರಾಜ್ ಹಿ ಹ್ಯಾಡ್ ಎ ಸಾಲಗ್ರಾಮ್ ನಮ್ಮ ನಾರಾಯಣ ನಾರಾಯಣ. ಅಂಡ್ ಆಫ್ಟರ್ ಆಫ್ಟರ್ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಆಫ್ಟರ್ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಟುಕ್ಬಾತ್ ಬ್ರಜಭೂಮಿ ಆಕ್ಚುಲಿ ನಂದ ಮಹಾರಾಜ್ ಸೂ ಒಬ್ಲೈಸ್ ಟು ನಾರಾಯಣ್ ಇಸ್ ಡೆವಲಪ್ ಮೋರ್ ಫೇತ್ ಟುವರ್ಡ್ಸ್ ನಾರಾಯಣ್ ದ್ಯಾನ್ ಕೃಷ್ಣ. ಬಿಕಾಸ್ ಈ ನೋ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಮೈ ಸನ್ ಬಟ್ ಐ ಗಾಟ್ ಸಚ್ ಎ ನೈಸ್ ಸನ್, ಸಚ್ ಎ ಬ್ಯೂಟಿಫುಲ್ ಕ್ವಾಲಿಫೈಡ್ ಫುಲ್ ಆಫ್ ಆಲ್ ಗುಡ್ ಕ್ವಾಲಿಟೀಸ್ ಬೈ ದಿ ಮರ್ಸಿ ಆಫ್ ನಾರಾಯಣ್. Therefore, he have he developed a strong attachment towards Narayana. Even to all Brajavasis, they saw Krishna lifted Govardhan. But they don't want to admit it. They are saying, no, this is not your power, this is your strength. This is due to Narayana's mercy. You see? Like our people, they don't want to admit Krishna is Supreme Lord and Godhead, and those are pure devotees. Like Brajavasi, they don't want to admit Krishna is the person, Supreme Personality of Godhead. They know he is our son, he is our friend. They have pure love. And in pure love, always this thing is there, Anishta Asanka. Always a lover. Always feeling like, for the beloved, he is always feeling like that, oh, maybe something is happening, like Radharani. All nights. She was waiting, crying, and sometimes developing sulkiness and sometimes thinking, she is thinking, maybe something happened to Krishna. The nature of love. So all Brajavasis, they decide, Krishna left his body. Because to see all these inauspicious women, and especially that, Debarra was not there. We can see in Krishna Lila, in many places, especially when Krishna directly fight with demons, at that time, Balarama is not there. Like when he delivered Krishna, when Krishna delivered Agasur, that day Balarama is not there. When Krishna delivered Jamal Arjun, that day Balarama is not there. When Krishna just saw mercy to Kalya, that day Balarama is not there. And Krishna knows, this was, Jogamaya knows. If Balarama is present, it is very difficult for Krishna to perform all these leelas. He knows, because Krishna wants to release some different melos without Balarama. And especially if Balarama is there, Balarama's relationship with Krishna is in three melos. Sometimes Dasya, and sometimes Sakya, friendship, servitorship, friendship and also parental love, vatsalya. Nanda Maharaj, Jashodamata, they don't want. Like Krishna should go to the forest of Vrindavan and tend cows. Only they are allowing Krishna due to Balarama. And every day Jashodamata is preparing so many items, even extra items for Balarama. Same items like Krishna Balarama, feeding Balarama. How can you say? With nice items. Why? Balaram, you should take care when Krishna is going to the forest. I am sending Krishna to Vrindavan only for you. So now Balaram is not there when Krishna is performing all these Kaliyas, Leelas and Vrajavasis. They know Balaram is not there. So all these bad symptoms is coming. It means Krishna will die. because they had dedicated their mind to Krishna, accepting him, accepting him as their very life, they were annoying his great power and opulence. They are annoying, they don't know. They give up everything. There belongs to Krishna, like Bhaktivinoda Thakur mentioning in his prayer. Amara Maheta Ami. This is the nature of surrender soul. This is the nature of a pure devotee. When you are controlling it, yourself, or you have some little independent, that is actually, we are abusing our independence, abusing. Especially in devotional life, we cannot use our independence. We can't restrain our independence. Once you are using, once you are surrender, means you cannot restrain. This is not surrender. Like Arjuna, his surrender means, okay, I have to fight, finish. You cannot say no, like Arjuna never said no, I don't want to fight. After Krishna convinced, after Bhagavad Gita, no, you have to fight, yes, I have to fight. You cannot abuse your independence. You cannot misuse your independence. You cannot restrain your independence. That is not devotional life. Devotional life means, I am not belongs to myself from today. I am not belongs to myself from today. Amara Maheta Ami. I am not belongs to myself. I am belongs to Guru and Krishna. Whatever desire, whatever their desire, how they guide me, how they help me, they know. That's simple. Devotional life is not so complicated. Devotee life is not so complicated. We are, due to our bad habits, due to our, how can you say, doubtful nature, no faith towards Guru and Krishna, we are creating such a situation that every step of our life, although we are devotees, we are facing so many problems. Due to lack of faith, due to lack of surrender, yes. But that is a very simple life. Krishna, I am not belongs to myself. This is the nature of a surrender soul. They give up everything for the pleasure of Krishna. And now, they understand very, what I am going to say. Out of affection, they understand, oh, Krishna is not, no more in this world. Srutta Goswami is saying, thus they conclude that the inauspicious women indicate he had met with the death. And they were overwhelmed with grief, lamentation and fear. And all the inherits of Vrindavan, including the children, women and elderly persons, thought of Krishna just as a cow thinking of her helpless young calf. And thus these poor suffering people rush out from the village and intent of finding him. Yes. With lamentation, with grief, with fear. They rush out from the village. Yes. They like Krishna so much. So next verse of the verse I am mentioning.
भगवान माधवो बलः रहस्य किंचिन्न वाचम् प्रभावज्ञ अनुजस्य स
द सुप्रीम लॉर्ड बलराम द मास्टर ऑफ ऑल ट्रांसेंडेंटल नॉलेज स्माइल्ड एंड सेड नथिंग व्हेन ही सॉ द रेसिडेंट्स ऑफ वृंदावन इन सच ए डिस्ट्रेस सिंस ही अंडरस्टूड द एक्स्ट्राऑर्डिनरी पावर ऑफ हिज यंगर ब्रदर Balaram, although Balaram knows everything, but he was silent. Why not Balaram said these things? Vishwanatha Chakravarti mentioned in comment, why not Balaram said, hey, don't worry. Krishna is not dead. He's just preference only. Why Balaram is not saying? And Prabhupada mentioning in his commentary, Sri Balaram is the plenary expansion of Lord Krishna and thus is not different from him. They are in fact the same absolute truth manifested in separate forms. According to Sri Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur, Lord Balaram was laughing because he thought, Krishna never cares to play with me in my form of Sesana. Yeah, you see, everyone is crying out of fear, lamentation. In grief, they just rush towards Krishna, they just give up their house, their coming. Where is Krishna? They are searching Krishna. But why Balaram start to laugh? Balaram is missing mellow. He is not giving consolation, he is not giving some gonna say? Some ideas? Ishak Sansh. I will not start to laugh. Prabhupada means this is Vishwanath Chakravarti's commentary. Balaram start to start to think, okay. It is not very, I'm going to say, you are playing with my, Prabhupada say. Lord Balaram was laughing because that Krishna never cares to play with me. Never cares to play with me. And in my form of Sesana. But now he is playing with his ordinary mundane snake named Kali. Start to think, you are not playing with me. You are not playing with me so nicely. But now you want to play with Kaliya. Because Balaram, like Sesa, Balaram's expansion is Sesa. So if you want to play, Vishwanath Chakravarti mentioning, you cannot get any relishment if you, Krishna, if you want to play with Kaliya, better you should play with me. Because my plan expansion is Sesa. And it is not also astonished, surprising thing. We should not astonish to see all these things. How Krishna is playing with Kaliya. Therefore, Balaram is start to laugh. Laughing. The question may arise as to why Krishna and Balaram have, why Krishna and Balaram allow their loving devotees to suffer such great anguish during Krishna's temporary imprisonment with the coil of Kaliya. This is all Prabhupada's purport, mostly Prabhupada translated. Prabhupada's purport is full of commentaries. All Acharya's commentary. Just bring all essence in Prabhupada's commentary. So the why Krishna, if Krishna is merciful and Balaram is merciful, they are very kind to devotees. And the Vrajavasi, they are very simple, they are lover of Krishna. So how they allow him? And Vrajavasi, they are suffering, they are lamenting, they are crying. So how they are allowing? Why Krishna is just creating such a situation? Now he is giving the answer. It must be remembered that because the inhabitants of Vrindavan were completely liberated to shore, they did not experience material emotions. They don't know material emotions. And when they saw their beloved Krishna is apparent in danger, Krishna in apparent danger, their love for him intensified to the highest degree, and thus they merged completely into the ecstasy of love for him. The whole situation has to be seen from the spiritual point of view, or it will not be seen at all. Spiritual point of view. Yeah. Balaram knows, Krishna knows. Now, why are you creating all this? Omens, symptoms, bad, auspicious, inauspicious symptoms. Why Krishna created all these things? They know very well. So that Brajavasis and Kaurava's gopis, they can extend their love, they can soothe their affection and love, and also sometimes they can release the pralambha bhava and developing their attachment to Krishna. They can develop their attachment to Krishna knowingly. And we should not consider all these things. Oh, they are Krishna's devotees, still there in unhappiness condition, still there in lamentation. Prabhupada therefore mentioning, one should not consider all these things from material point of view. Because they are all liberated souls. All liberated souls. And especially they are, how can you say, they are like eternal associates of Krishna. So when Krishna performing some leela for the eternal associates, it is only to showing their affections, loves to us, to love to us. We have to realize, we have to imagine how much love they had for the Krishna. Yes. Unless you hear the devotee's love, the devotees who love Krishna, you cannot develop you may not have other desires, okay? You may not have other desires. You don't want to enjoy. You don't want to, you are very serious. you don't want to develop your attachment materially, but it doesn't mean you can develop prayer. When you hear about Prami Bhaktas, when you associate with Prami Bhaktas, and who is always worried, who is always developing his affection, who is always 24 hour engaged in Krishna service, then by his association you develop a mood, a desire. Association develop desires. Then you can aspire, okay, I want love. So Bhadvas is, the God wise, Bhadvas is, Gopis, Nanda Maharaj, Yasodas. Krishna want to show their loves to us, actually, to us. How they are really lover of Krishna. Therefore, we should not consider all these things from material point of view. So all Brajavasis, we know, like cows and cowboys, they already in affected condition. Now all Brajavasis, small boys, women, everyone just came out from the village.
त्यनश्यमाणदयितं कृष्णसुचीतयापदे भगवतलक्षणे जगमोपदभ्यं जमुनातटं.
The residents hurried towards the bank of Jamuna in the search of their dear most Krishna, following the path marked by his footprints, which bore the unique sign of the personality of Godhead. But Balaramas with them, that the Balaram was not with Krishna. Even Balaram don't know where Krishna is now. No one knows that, oh, okay, Krishna is now in Kalyala, let's go. They don't know. Te anvesvamanam daitam Krishnam suchitayavate. Daitam, very dear most Krishna. Their life and soul, everything for Krishna. Suchitaya apade. And they just follow the footprints of Krishna. You may ask question, how it is possible when Krishna is going to forest, how many cowboys? How many cowboys? You cannot count. Cannot count. And how many cows?
9 lakh.
You cannot count. So just imagine, cows are going and Krishna is always going in front. Or you see Krishna's picture, Prabhupada. Krishna Balaram always right side, you can see here, right side you can see. Always in front. And cows are in back. And cowboys are in back. So if Krishna is putting his Krishna's footprint is there. So why not it covered with cow? With the cowboys footprints or cow's footprints. But actually this is the power of Chokumaya. And this is the power of Vrindavan. And this is the power of Krishna. Krishna's energy, eternal energy. Actually, no one put their legs like footprints, fruits, over the Krishna's footprint. Even neither cow, although cows are counterless cows, cannot come, uncountable. And the friends are also uncountable. But still no one putting their feet over Krishna's footprint. This is Vrindavan and this is Krishna's magic. And especially Bhagavata Lakshane Jagmo Padabhyam Jamuna Tatam. They came near to the Jamuna Tata, especially to Kaliya Lake. Only by searching, only by following the footprints of Krishna. And Krishna's footprint remarked by different signs, different signs, different features, different symbols, we can say, different symbols. And all these things, Goswami mentions in hand, Krishna has many symbols. No one can become God immediately if you have some little power. Mystic power, you cannot say, oh, he is nowadays they are saying I am God. No, you cannot say like that. Not by little power you become God. When Krishna, he was there with even Radharani's in hand so many symbols. In fruit, how can I say? In feet, so many symbols. Everything. Why Krishna carrying all these symbols? The description is there. Why Krishna is carrying, like you can say, like swastik, you know, about swastik? Swastik. There is a symbol like that. In India, you can see in front of the house, nearby any shop, front of any shop, you can see the symbol like that. Like that. It's called swastik. Krishna also, in front of it, is carrying like that. Many symbols. Braja, like a flag. Braja, thunderbolt. Ankusa, how can I say, like a trident. Why Krishna carrying all these things? And Goswami is there explaining why Krishna carrying all these things. And these coins in hand and leg, full of symbols. So Brajvasis, they know immediately from the Krishna's footprint, although third and footprint was there at that time. But still, by Jogamaya's influence, Krishna's footprint was very clear. And immediately, Brajavasis, they know, oh, Krishna, he had gone in that way. So they follow the footprint. Looks like footprint is now, Krishna's footprint is now inviting Brajavasis, come in this way. Come in this way. So they are not speculator, they are not, I am going to say, sentimentalist. They are lover. For a lover, actually, one who have love for Krishna, nothing is unknown to him. But to speak, where is Krishna? He is a lover. Love. Love is so powerful. By the love, you can conquer Supreme Personality of Godhead. But to speak, to find out where is Krishna? It's not a big job for Rajvasis. They just follow. They just follow the footprints, and they came near to Kaliya Lake. Te tatra tatta, te tatra tatra abjankusa ankusasani dhoja prapannani padani visyate marge gamamahanna padantarantare nirikhyamanam jajuranga sattvara. This is the eagerness. To find out Krishna. Yes, eagerness, developing hankerings. How can we meet Krishna? The footprints of Lord Krishna, the master of the entire cowherd community, was marked with the lotus flower, barley corn, elephant, gold, thunderbolt, and thug. My dear King Parikshit, seeing his footprints on the path among the cow's footprints, the residents of Vrindavan rose along in great haste. Yes. Within the cow's footprints, they found out flag was there. Because in Krishna's footprint, flag was there. Like elephant's gold was there, thunderbolt was there, lotus flower was there. They just follow the footprints, the marks, and rose towards Kaliya's leg. The purport Prabhupada mentioning, Srila Sanatana Goswami comment as follows, since Lord Krishna had passed along the path sometimes previously, why were his footprints, which were surrounded by those of cows, covered by his, and so on, smoothies over the buses are with that. That means, when it brushed away. Why had not his footprints been obliterated by those of the beast of bad of Vrindavan in forest?
Obliteration.
Why did it not happen? You know, many parts, they are just moving. Sometimes they are sitting over the land. They are eating so many grains. And so many insects also, you can see. So many insects. But still Krishna's footprint was very clear. And with all his remarks, all with all his symbols. The answer is indicated by the word Vishpati, the master of coward community. Since the Lord Krishna is actually wealth of all living beings, all the inhabitants of forest of treasure would carefully preserve his footprints as great treasure, the very ornaments of earth. Thus, no creature within the Vrindavan would ever walk upon the Lord Krishna's footprints. This is another Osama's commentary, Prabhupada mentioned. No creature step over, walk over, step over Krishna's footprint. Because Krishna, actually, Krishna's footprint, it was a real wealth. At that time, it was a real wealth. Still now, it is a real wealth for Mother Earth. Therefore, we can see in Vrindavan, still Govardhan is carrying Krishna's footprint. In many places, you can find Krishna's footprint. Mother Earth, she was so happy when Krishna was barefoot, just standing cows. How? You just imagine how it is possible. So Krishna's footprint is still now in Govardhan. This stone. Within this stone, you cannot put your footprints and the remark will come. You have, like, we are carving. But it is not carved. It's natural. How it happened? In ecstasy. Mother Earth is so ecstasy. Govardhan is so ecstasy. They want to keep. That was their asset. That was their properties. Yes. They were so blissful. They want to keep Krishna's footprint for whole life. So therefore, still now we can see Krishna's footprint there, and all Brajavasis just following the footprints, these remarks, the symbols of Krishna's lotus feet. Within the Krishna's lotus feet, like lotus flower, thunderbolt, this is kept. And they find out where is Krishna now. Krishna is within the coil of Kaliya. To see all this condition, Sukadeva Goswami mentioning, Antarhade Kujaga Bhoga Parita Mara Krishnam Niryopalabhya Jalasayantim Upascha Muda Disanan Parita Pasuscham Sakrandata Paramakalma Swapu Artam. As they hurried along the path of the bank of Jamuna River, they saw from a distance that Krishna was in the lake, motionless, within the coil of the black serpent. They further saw that the coward boys had fallen unconsciously and the animals were standing on all sides and crying out for Krishna. Seeing all this, the residents of Vrindavan were overwhelmed with anguish and confusion. With confusion, so what was their confusion? Confusion, Bhajavas is there in confusion. Prabhupada mentioned in Purport, this is also, I don't know whether this is in Purport. Yeah, here, this is commentary. In grief and panic, the residents of Vrindavan tried to find out whether Kaliya had forcefully dragged young Krishna from the shore into the water. Therefore, they are in dilemma, like in doubt, in confusion. Is it possible for Kaliya to drag? Did Kaliya drag Krishna? Is only maybe unknowingly Krishna is coming near to this lake with cows? Maybe Kaliya came and dragged. There will be confusion. Or whether Krishna had himself jumped over the shore and fallen into the clutch of snake. And then was Krishna very naughty also. Then was everything Krishna's nature. Krishna is very naughty and Krishna actually want to play with demons, with snakes. There were many times Yashoda Mata and coward boys and friends, they are requesting Krishna, Krishna, we have enough friends, we have many friends. If you want to play, you just play with us. Why you want to play with demons, snakes? This is nature, you know, Krishna is very simple. small child, you know, small child. Their nature is like that. Friend is there, but they want to play with anyone. This is their nature. Someone is natural, someone is very natural means they like nature. They like nature. More artificial means your life, if you are like artificial, you want to lead your artificial life. You don't like nature. Yes. Nature, animals, birds. So always friends, Yashoda Mata, Nanda Maharaj and other gopas always requesting Krishna, don't play with demons. Why want to fight with demons? Why want to play with Kaliya? So they know Krishna's nature, therefore they are in confusion, they are in doubt whether Kaliya dragged Krishna into the lake or Krishna knowingly jumped over the lake. Jump into the lake. This was their confusion. So they could not understand anything about the situation, and Krishna's coward boyfriend being unconscious, they were unable to tell them anything. To whom they will ask? They're in confusion. Whether Krishna entered or Kaliya just struck. And they're waiting for this answer, but they can't get any answer. Cows are only just seeing Krishna and creating sounds. Crying. And also the coward boys, they're in infected condition. So with the confusion, the grief, the lamentation, they're just... This was happening from far distance, this is not from close. Far distance, because Krishna is now, in above. Now within Kaliya square, he's not in flow level, water level, he's now in high position. So from distance, long distance, they remark Krishna is there. And within the Kaliya's foot, within the Kaliya square. So they discuss each other, how it is happened. Whether Kaliya just drag it or Krishna jump over it. And they came more closer, they saw cows are just creating sounds, crying. And all Kauravas were painted. The cows and calves were crying out of Krishna, and thus the whole situation was overwhelmed and created a state of shock and panic among the residents of Vrindavan. Shock and panic. The whole situation was like that. Yes. And Krishna, you are judging, you are watching, he is just releasing the mood of Brajvasis. How they have such love for me. How they are worried for me. And Krishna is just releasing this mellow. And they are in confusion.
Gopyanu rakta manaso bhagavatyanante tatsavhuda smita vilokya gira smarantyam gastehina priyatame busadukhatapta sunyam priya vibahitam dadrusastri lokyam.
When the young gopis whose mind were constantly attached to Krishna, the unlimited Supreme Personality, saw that he was now within the grip of Satyan, they remember his young loving friendship, his smiling glance and his talk with them, burning with great sorrow, they saw the entire universe as fire. You see, you just judge one by one. First one, Sukadeva Goswami described the condition of coward boys. Second, cow. Third one, like Brajavasis. And fourth one, gopis. When the young gopis whose mind was constantly attached to Krishna, the unlimited Supreme Lord, saw that he was now within the grip of serpent, they remembered their loving relationship, his smiling glance and his talk.
with them burning with great sorrow, they saw the entire universe as fire. Yes, the gopis. Actually, acharyas, they are mentioning why Krishna playing so much. Haggavi said, for a long time he just, you want to dance, you want to play with Kaliya. Why? Why not within a few times just finish job? Actually, for gopis, and especially for Radharanis, for gopis. Because generally gopis, they have no chance to see Krishna for a long time. They are not allowed to always to come to Nandavaras palace. Only within the Vrindavan they have few hours. So actually, when Krishna was dancing, and also after Krishna came out from Kaliya lake, the whole day it was like grit, with grapes, with lamentations. At that time, no one is feeling something. No one is feeling something. All gopis, they are just looking nicely, they are watching nicely Krishna, Krishna's power. So this situation is not like where lamentation is there and festival is there. You understand my mood? Like in India, when marriage is happening, at that time boys and girls, they are free. They are talking each other, they are joking. And when lamentation is there, like something is happening, father pass away, mother pass away, some priest is going on, like something. They are free. At that time, one is considering that they are young boys, they are girls, they are talking with each other, like that. So Krishna, when he was in Kaliya's wood, he was dancing. And all gopis, special Radharanis. And after also Krishna kick out Kaliya from the Jamuna lake, whole night, all Brajavasis with Radharanis, gopis. This is really Krishna's power. At that time, no one's feeling Nanda Maharaj, Sudha, or the gopis, or the Brajavasis, they are not feeling anything. Among the relationship between gopis and Krishna's. And when especially gopis, they remark, Gopyanu Rakta Manasa Bhagavata Ananda. This is what is very important. Gopyanu Rakta Manasa, their mind is always attached to Krishna. Their mind is always fixed on Krishna. Anurakta Manasa. Yes. Bhagavati Anante Tat Sahuda Smita Vilokya Giram Smarantam. This remind. The remind. We are saying remind. If in your mind some attachment is there, then mind will reflect to you, call it as remind. If mind accepts you something, then it remind. And bhakti is like that. Attachment is like that. Attachment towards Krishna, attachment towards soul in him, attachment towards his seva. Remind him. His name, his pastimes, his glories. So, Gopyanu Rakta Manasa Bhagavata Anandita Swarhuda Smitam Vilokya Giram Smarantam. Krishna's word. Krishna's Sankara said. Like beautiful glance, merciful glance. They remind him. Other thing. Smarantam. Gaste ahinam priyatamam brusadokhataptam sunyam priyam vyavahitam dadrsus. Dadrsus trilokam, within the three world. For them, the three world, it is just like fire. For them, because their lover, their beloved Krishna, is now in danger, they feel like that. They were so lamented. They were so, let me say, distressed. For them, everything is useless now. Then after Sukhdeva Goswami will discuss about the condition of Yashoda, Nandas, gopas. Yes. Actually, they want to end. Yashoda and Nanda Maharaj, they want to enter to the light. Because Balarama was there, he just said. He is not allowing Nanda and Yashoda to enter into the Jamuna lake. They want to give up their body. Either they will deliver Krishna or otherwise they will give up their body without Krishna. So much affection for Krishna. Okay, tomorrow we will hear more.
हरे कृष्ण जय कृष्ण भागवतम की जय श्रील प्रभुपाद श्रील गुरुदेव की जय। निधन को।